This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Riyadh meeting with Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. As media reports suggest, the kingdom is preparing to acknowledge the death of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. President Trump said he spoke with the king, who denied any knowledge of what happened. Mr. Trump suggested rogue killers may have been involved and spoke of the Pompeo mission.
Well, I'm really sending him just to find out really firsthand what happened, what they know, what's going on. He may go to Turkey, he may not. He may meet with all of them together, but we want to find out what happened. And he's got instructions to find out what happened. We're talking about the whole situation with Saudi Arabia that you've been reading about, I'm sure, very much. But it's a terrible situation. There's no question about it.
Khashoggi, a U.S. resident after leaving his country a year ago fearing retribution, has been highly critical of Saudi policy. Riyadh has strongly denied killing the journalist. Turkish police were allowed access to the Istanbul consulate late Monday as part of a joint Turkish-Saudi team research for the building as part of Turkey's investigation. An important step to European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini.
We said, I think we are completely on the same page with our American friends on this. We expect transparency and we wait for having more clarity on what happened on that case that is particularly the dramatic one.
And there are reports the Saudi consul's residence will also be searched. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's considering recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and moving the country's embassy there from Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Morrison told reporter Tuesday he was open-minded about a suggestion made by Dave Sharma, a former ambassador to Israel. This is VOA News. President Trump and his wife Monday got a first-hand look at the devastation caused by last week's Hurricane Michael along Florida's Gulf Coast, with the stop in the community of Lynn Haven.
Yeah, but look behind you. I mean, these massive trees are just ripped out of the earth. We've seen mostly water, and water can be very damaging and horrible and scary, you know, when you see water rising 14, 15 feet, but nobody's seen anything like this. This is really incredible.
The president and first lady passed out bottles of water at an aid center. Nearly 20 deaths have been blamed on the storm, which roared ashore last Wednesday. As a severe Category 4 hurricane, scores are still missing. Hundreds of thousands are still without power. In southern France, at least 11 have died in flash flooding, with up to 7 months' worth of rainfall in just a few hours, a downpour not seen since the late 19th century.
Il faut aujourd'hui d'abord s'attacher à traiter l'urgence. L'urgence, c'est le secours, c'est des recherches qui peuvent continuer.
Prime Minister Edouard Philippe, who toured the disaster zone, said search and rescue efforts continue along with the providing of fresh drinking water and reestablishing electricity. Germany said Monday that it deported a Moroccan associate of the September 11, 2001 hijackers after he served most of a 15-year term for organizing the attacks in the U.S. Munir El Matasdek was one of only two men convicted so far of involvement in that plot. Microsoft Corporation co-founder Paul Allen died Monday at the age of 65 from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a type of cancer. Bill Helf is CEO of the investment firm Vulcan, a company Allen also founded.
I think I'll remember most about how big he thought. He redefined what big thinking was for me. I've never met anyone in my life who wanted to do so much good in the world in such a big way. His aperture was wider than anyone I ever met. And it changed me and will continue to change me. And that's something I'll never forget. And one of the reasons I came to work for him.
Allen was instrumental in getting Bill Gates to create the world's largest computer software company in the 1970s. A commentary in North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency Tuesday criticized the U.S. for an evil attempt to maintain sanctions, accusing President Trump of blocking progress in inter-Korean relations. It called on the Trump administration to take corresponding steps in response to Pyongyang's conciliatory actions of recent months. Meanwhile, representatives of the UN and the two Koreas met Tuesday to discuss demilitarizing the security zone. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.